This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. It is race season officially now. We can say it because, hey, it's 2013 and we're ready to go. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by our friends at Mobile International Speedway. Remember, first weekend or second weekend of March, March 7th through the 9th, the ARCA Mobile 200. Huge event. Tickets available. We'll talk about it shortly. Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant actually is going to sneak on a show here later. The first event at the track going on today from noon to 4, a huge car show, and then beyond that they've also got the first drifting competition. We'll talk about that, and he's actually doing some resurfacing there. Sunny South Raceway, also a big part of this particular show. Joe McCardle's going to be on a little bit later talking about the new schedule, how the fact that Sportsmen and Bombers along the Gulf Coast are going to be racing there the very first Friday of every month, and what he's done, and we'll talk about it, is they've looked at all the schedules around here for those guys, and there's I think only two Fridays that will actually cross with Five Flag Speedway schedule. So if the Bombers or Sportsmen are looking for places to race, definitely have got that. Also, NASCAR Ron from Flemington Speedway, March 30th. Well, they got an open practice, and April 6th will be the very first date. A dirt track. A lot of rumors going on out there. We're going to talk about Flemington actually for sure racing this year. And then also after that, of course, we're going to talk about some rumors about Deep South Speedway, and it looks like they might have a couple people trying to open that up. But I want to start off the show, and first time on the show, having Thomas Moose Prater. Let's talk about him preparing for the Daytona race, his ARCA car. He's had engine work from Roush, and he's got so much going on. A guy stays real busy. Thomas, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Kane, how you doing? I appreciate you having me.
Oh, I appreciate you getting up so early on a Saturday. But we were just talking. Hey, you're heading to the shop. You guys got a lot of stuff to do. Tell us, first of all, you've got, for people who don't know, you've been in the racing community, and your father, Tommy Prater, has been in the racing community for years. And you guys have really built a strong team, and you've gone from Bandoleros to go-karts to Bandoleros at J&J Speedway, all the way up now running races at Talladega. You ran the three-day testing, and actually, what weren't you, like, eighth fastest out of 50 drivers in Daytona in December?
Yes, sir. We were real fortunate to have a fast car down there in the beginning of December it was, down in Daytona, you know. And it's a long way from the dirt track at J&J Speedway, you know, but it just says that it can be done.
A local driver can
do it.
And we've seen that along the Gulf Coast. You look at Cale Gale and some of the other folks that have made it. It's been amazing to watch you, because I remember when I raced a couple go-karts, you were there at J&J Speedway. I know you had a very serious accident in the Bandolero at Sunny South Raceway. What happened then?
Well, you know, we got in a real bad wreck, and I had to sit out for a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I took that year, and I learned a lot about race cars that year. I went racing a lot with my dad, and... you know, I couldn't play football, I couldn't race, I couldn't do anything.
It was a head injury, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. It was a head injury. So, we after that year was up, we hit the track back, and we've been racing ever since.
Well, you've had some amazing partnerships. I mean, all the way from the Snake, you know, when you had the wine of his car on there for a while, and you had a great year there. You actually changed your number to his number to show support. And what was that like working with the Snake on everything that you guys, Kenny Stabler and his Legend Sellers 12 Championship Collection wine?
Well, I'll tell you, it was really cool to be able to work with, you know, a guy like Kenny Stabler. Yeah. His stories are just outrageous.
I bet.
I mean, he's had so many stories. And, you know, it was a good thing it was good for us to be able to do that, and it was a good experience. And, you know, we've been real fortunate when it comes to, you know, getting good sponsor partners. For Daytona, we had the Senior Bowl on the car, and we'll have the car at the Senior Bowl Experience this coming up weekend.
Now, what is that for fans who are not familiar with that? Because a Senior Bowl is huge now in the Gulf Coast. Mobile, Alabama, they come every year, play at Land People's Stadium, and I know what it is, but for fans, we got people listening all over the country on the show. What is the fan experience?
Well, pretty much what it is all the players that are coming down for the Senior Bowl, they'll have them out, I'm pretty sure they have, like, you know, activities for the kids and stuff like that, but the players will be there signing autographs, And, you know, you'll be able to meet and greet the players and everything. It's just a fun event.
And it's going to be cool because you still have got that on the hood of your car. An ARCA car coming from late models and everything you've done. First of all, I'm kind of curious, where does a Mobile, Alabama team go to get an ARCA car? Where did you guys start this process once you knew you wanted to go? Because, again, we'll get into the fact that I know you were with Turner Motorsports. You did a late model with them, and Venturi Motorsports wasn't that the team that you were with in Talladega?
Well, actually, it was Andy Belmont Racing.
Oh, Andy Belmont, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. And, you know, Andy Belmont gave me an opportunity to race and get started in the ARCA Series. And the car that we're actually racing at Daytona is the same car I raced in Talladega.
Oh.
And it was Andy Belmont's car. We now own it. But, you know, we've known Andy for a long time, and he gave me an opportunity to race. And, you know, we just kind of got it started there. And now I think we've kind of bit off more than we can chew. But, hey, we're going to Daytona.
You know what? That's what it's all about, brother. And when you were running Talladega, I saw some photos. There's a huge wreck in front of you. You dived down on the front straightaway. What happened in front of you? And, I mean, it looked like it was a split-second decision that you didn't get collected up in that car.
Well, we were all running along there. It was kind of towards the end of the race. Mm-hmm. We were all running along there, bump drafts and everything. And, you know, you can't really see anything in front of you when you're inches away from the guy's bumper in front of you. And he dove down, and next thing you know, there's this guy flipping right in front of me, just, you know, really close to me. So I dove down too, but, you know, it's just everything happens so fast there. You're going, you know, almost 200 miles an hour.
Did you have to get a new suit?
Well, you know, I've had a couple late model wrecks that I thought I had to get a new suit from.
Wow.
But that one topped it pretty well there.
Good golly, yeah, to see a car flipping like that. Well, let me ask you, what are the big differences? You've been running late models for a while in this area, from the pro lates to the super lates, and now you're up to the next level with these ARCA cars. They might look alike, but, man, they are two totally different machines, aren't they?
The best way to explain the ARCA cars is, you know, I drove super stocks before.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty much like a supercharged super stock.
Oh, wow.
It's a 3,400-pound car, mm-hmm. and they got 850 horsepower. And those things, you know, I used to race pro and super late models mm-hmm. back-to-back, and I'd get in my pro after being in my super and be like, something's wrong because I'm not going anywhere.
And it's like, man, this thing's slow.
Well, now I get in my super and I'm like, well, something's wrong. And, you know, this thing's not going anywhere because those ARCA cars just have so much power.
What is, you're obviously going to be not only at Daytona, but your plan is to also race at Mobile, correct?
Yes, sir. If we can, our plan is if we can run Daytona, Mobile, and Talladega this year with a Mobile-based team, I think that we can, you know, I think that we'll be satisfied.
And I think all three, well, not three, but actually, you know, Daytona and Talladega, the Speed Channel obviously has a lot to do with the success with ARCA, I think. I love watching the races. You got a lot of young drivers who's just starting off, heading up to that next level. And you're racing against some pretty big names, too, there, aren't you?
Yeah, like Frank Kimmel and Bobby Earhart, you know, they're just legends of the series. And, you know, to be able to follow them around Daytona and Talladega and just anywhere is just a big deal to be able to learn and kind of put that in your, I guess, kind of put it in your memory, saying, you know, hey, I raced with Frank Kimmel. I've raced with Bobby Gearhart. And, you know, there's just so many guys, and the competition in the ARCA Series is really high. And it's cool to go down to Daytona and be in a Mobile-based team and being able to run, you know, kind of in the top 10 and be able to pick up speed and everything, you know, because it really is a dream come true. I mean, it just shows to all the racers, local racers out there, that it can be done.
You just got to be determined.
Oh, yeah. If you have a dream of, you know, wanting to race anywhere, mm-hmm. you know, it can be done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just really is a dream come true, and I can't thank everybody enough that's helped me along the way. Especially my family, mm-hmm. you know, my family has been part of it, big part of it. You know, but we're going to Daytona here in a couple of weeks, and we're still looking for sponsorship. So if you want to, you know, if you want to get on the call at the last minute, Bailey, we'd be more than happy to put you on there.
And how do we get a hold of you if that's the case?
You can call my cell phone, and it is 251-423-0972.
And obviously, anytime. And you can find Thomas Moose Prater also on Facebook, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me ask you, when you guys went to Daytona, you guys had 3 days of testing. What are you trying to learn, and what kind of things did you do? I know, talking with your dad last weekend on the show, there's so much that you guys have done to the car, massaging the aerodynamics down to a quarter of an inch or even less from some of the sanding and some of the things you guys have done. And then you take it all the way up to the fact that you guys, just last week, I believe, picked up the motor back from Roush Yates Motor. So you've got a lot of good partnerships. But, boy, that's got to cost a lot of money to do. So, obviously, the sponsors are helping out with that. But what kind of things did you learn at Daytona, and what were you able to take from that test to try to make your car better for that race?
Well, the big thing about the Super Speedway is just getting in the race.
Yeah,
once you
yeah.
get in the race, you know, the whole drafting thing, you just really are kind of in it, you know. And so the main thing for us is when we went down to Daytona and we picked up seven tenths in a single car run, just by, you know, changing the gear, moving a plate here, moving a plate there, and you know, just trying to get the air to flow a little bit better with no drag. And, you know, to be able to pick up seven tenths in 3 days just by yourself, I mean, because at Daytona, you know, it's not really the driver there.
Yeah, you're long for the ride, aren't you? That's what I've heard Junior say, Dale Earnhardt Jr. said, you know, Talladega, he'll be going down the back straightaway looking at the fans in the stands, you know?
Oh yeah, no, it's quite an experience once you start drafting and everything, because it kind of intensifies things a little bit. But you know, the single car runs, after about two or three single car runs, you're like, all right, well, we need to try to find something else to do here, because it gets kind of boring. But I mean, it is still.
It's hard to believe someone says driving around Daytona is boring. But yeah, as a race car driver, if you ain't got nothing going on, you just got flat footing and there's nothing going on, I could see that. Hey, what has been the biggest thing going into the garage is how do you get respect from these other teams as you're a new driver? Well, not a new driver, but a new team coming from a small city. And a lot of ARCA cars and a lot of ARCA teams are like that.
Well, I can't say enough about all the teams. They've really been with open arms, you know, anything we needed.
That's
and
cool.
I think really just going down there and, you know, not trying to put yourself out there more than you think you are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just kind of, and like I said, being able to run with Bobby Gearhart and Frank Kimmel, you know, those guys have so much information and so much that you can learn from them. And, you know, you just kind of go down there as you know, like it's like you're a student and it's your classroom. You know,
that's a good analogy.
And with racing, you always learn. You know, it's always a learning sport.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new paint scheme on your helmet for Daytona? I think it's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. We're teaming up with AJ McCarron, and we're gonna his helmet is gonna be my helmet. Pretty much, we're getting the same paint scheme to run Daytona. You know, me and AJ are good buddies. We play football together in high school, and you know, it'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Well, what is going to be the biggest change that you'll have to do? Obviously, you know, you make it through Daytona, you'll still use the Daytona car at Mobile. Obviously, shocks and things like that, aerodynamics aren't going to make a big difference at Mobile. Is it just, I mean, what kind of changes do you need to make in between those two races? Obviously, get through Daytona, have no problems, and then what kind of mechanical things do you do to the car to get it set up for the short track, which you've already had great success at?
Well, unfortunately, I wish we could run the car in Mobile.
Oh.
Yeah, so they have three different kind of cars. There'll be a super speedway car, intermediate car, which is a mile and a half, and then they'll have a short track car.
Oh, so it's just like NASCAR, essentially. You'll have three different cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what car will you be using for? Do you have another car set up, or will you be driving for another team in Mobile, or is that still in the air?
Well, we're kind of putting all our eggs in a basket for right now for Daytona, so
we
haven't got that far yet.
Hey, no, I understand, and you know, you're talking at tire cost. I mean, for an ARCA race, realistically, what kind of cost factor for you to go down there, be successful, and attract new sponsors? What kind of money do you need to take as a race team?
At Daytona, I think we are asking $25 right now to be on the car, and that's
$25? You know, I got that right now, brother. Right. Add some zeros. Wow. So $25,000 gets you on the car. That gets you national exposure. You got people in front of there. And you've got you just can't go to the mom-and-pop store. So you've had to venture out. I mean, obviously, you've done some great work with the realtors before. The big R on the car, that was a success, right?
Yes, sir. And like I said, we've had a lot of good marketing partners to be able to do this deal. And like I said, we also have a bunch of little stickers on there, too, that are guys that just, you know, want to be on the car. And, you know, that's great. You know, we'll take anything.
Well, I know you guys are going to have great success. One more question. Everyone calls you the Moose, and I know the story. The Outdoor Channel in 2001 signed on as your primary sponsor. Talk about how you got the nickname the Moose.
Well, they signed on as my primary sponsor, and they called me Thomas for a long time.
And so it stuck.
Yeah, and then it became the Moose, and it's just kind of stuck. And yeah, I think it's a good nickname. I mean, I've been called a lot worse than Moose before.
Who hasn't, right, in racing? Well, Thomas, we appreciate you coming on board. I know you got a lot to do. I know you're going to go back straight to the shop this morning and work, and again, still massage that car. We wish you the best of luck as we get closer to all these ARCA races, especially Daytona. I know it's just around the corner. We want to get you back on and even maybe talk to you after the race, see how things are going. One question I want to ask you, and I've done this with lots of people since this is your first time on the show, and you kind of already touched on this a little bit. There's a lot of young drivers that listen to the show, a lot of go-karters, a lot of families thinking, how can I get into this? What would be the best advice you could give a young driver starting out? What would you tell them?
It's a lot of hard work. You know, you just got to be determined to want to do it. You know, it's a great sport to be involved in, a lot of good people. And I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that have been doing it for a long time, and they would be more than happy to help you out.
Whether it's a small track go kart or even all the way up to ARCA, it sounds like.
And that's the thing with the racing, it's very I guess everybody there kind of helps everybody out, you know, and that's the good thing about racing. You know, if you need this or you need that, well, you can start calling around and probably find it.
That's so true. Well, Thomas, we wish you the best of luck. Again, make sure to be back on with us as we get closer to the ARCA race. Hey, $25,000, I wish I could write you a check, but we got it out there on the air. Let's get you some sponsors, brother.
All right, man. I do appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, there you go, the Moose. And I'm telling you, he's going to be someone to be watching over there in Daytona. Still coming up, so much more. We're going to talk with Joe McArdle next from the track where the Moose got his start. Sunny South Raceway, Bomber, Sportsman, first Friday of every race week month. You guys are going to be able to race over there. Hang on, more coming up on Full Throttle Racing. With Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryan coming up in just a few minutes to talk about the huge drifting competition going on today. Also, 6 weeks of work on the racetrack, getting rid of some of those alligator cracks, you know, those big long ones. So we'll talk with him here in a little bit. But and also, we've got a lot to talk with NASCAR Ron, Flemington Speedway, the dirt track, and even got some stuff about testing with NASCAR. So a lot to do in about 30 minutes. Let's see if we get it all done. Coming on now, a thrill to have him back on the air, Sunny South Raceways, Joe McArdle. Joe, good morning. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Kane. How are we doing?
Man, it's race day, and we are ready. We're ready for your track, man. We were just talking off the air, and you are doing some major changes this year. You got the V8s back. We talked about it last weekend. Your fans asked for the Bombers and Sportsmen to come back. They like the sound of the cars. They like to see them. They're not the fastest cars out there, but they're going to be a lot of fun this year.
Correcto. Just like you said, they're not the fastest ones down there, but they are loud.
Yeah.
And they're bigger. So, yeah, we had a good response to what we done last year with the Bombers, and we're trying to get both Bombers and Sportsmen back.
Now, what has been the biggest thing for you to make sure? I mean, obviously, we have to have your insurance rate goes up because you have a bigger car. You have a bigger engine,
right.
So you need to cover that cost. So that's another reason not just to have the Bombers, but also bring in the Sportsmen. You're talking the first Friday of every race month to have them in. Can you give us a little bit about how we'll work the schedule?
Well, what we want to do is bring them in the first race of each month.
Yeah.
Because of the insurance, I need to run both Bomber and Sportsman the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a 5% increase on the insurance. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. I have got K&K insurance. I've had it for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit high. The coverage is great. And the best part about it, every night when I go to bed, I sleep good.
Well, and that's as a track promoter, you got to have that, because really, there's been that's a hard track. If you hit that wall, it ain't soft.
Right.
And you know, Rusty Powell Senior last year, who raced with us, he hit the wall pretty hard and kind of took his wind out. And he said, and it didn't look like a hard hit, but he said that was the hardest hit he has taken.
Yeah. That front wall, it's there. It's there. We had the grid all the way around the back. We have a wall all the way around the track.
Yeah.
But yeah. And again, we want to bring them in and possibly two or three, at least one race. We're going to have what is known as record night. We're going to let everybody get a chance to set a record in that class. So we'll be qualifying with the transponders.
Oh, good.
But we want to bring them in, run them in the heat, and run them in the feature.
Yeah. Well, you've got to practice. When's the first practice coming up at Sunnyside?
First practice is February the 16th. Gates opened at 12, and we are going to serve chili to them, a hot bowl of chili all day long. So come on down, spend the day with us, eat with us chili. We're going to turn the little park room into a little chili thing there.
Oh, that'll be good.
We'll have coffee and hot chili and crackers and all that good stuff. But first practice is the 16th of February. We got the gates open at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we have a unique thing at Sunny South. We don't send a car out on the track and say, give the track 20, 30 minutes per class.
Right.
You line up in our grid, and there's three or four of you, you're going out.
Right. And I like that. That's cool. It's so you know, if there's a you don't have to wait. If you got a quick fix, you want to go try it back out right quick. You don't have to wait 30 or 45 minutes to get back out there to try it.
Exactly. That was our whole aim there. Like I said, a quick fix. You need to go right back out. Come on, let's do this thing.
Let's talk about the change from Saturday nights to Friday, and again, the reason why the track decided to do this year.
Well, you know, I used to say, and you know, a wise man will change his mind. A fool would never.
Yeah.
I used to say we were small cars. Mobile, Pensacola was big cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we had our fan base. They had theirs.
Yeah.
Okay. As it turned out, we had some of our racers who was pit crewing or spotting for the big races and such.
Yeah.
And we had some people, believe it or not, go to both tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you look at all of this and you come back and you remember, you go back to your roots. Sunny South opened up on a Friday night, June of 01,
mm-hmm.
on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And we ran for almost 5 years on Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other sweet thing about it, you come race with us on Friday night, you still have your weekend. You've got Saturday and Sunday to be with your family.
And what you've done, and again, we talked about this last week too, is you've done everything you can to make sure you don't affect any other racetracks. The biggest one is Five Flag Speedway because they race on Fridays.
Yes, sir.
And really looking at your schedule, I think there's one, maybe two dates, and that is it, that cross.
Right. And let me say this. We know we're the little guys.
Yeah.
All right. We're up against two established tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to, you know, you get what you give.
Yeah.
You have to get along with people, okay? We went there and made us a schedule, and like you say, with Five Flags, we bump heads with Five Flags twice in 1 year.
Yeah, that's strong.
All right, well, and one of them being the Memorial Day race.
Right.
Well, I can show you where we run our Memorial Day race. This will be the ninth year. 7 years ago, Mobile didn't even know what Memorial Day racing was.
Right.
They just now started it. So we will bump heads with Mobile one time on a Saturday night, twice with Fire Flags on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, we know who we are. We know who they are.
Yeah.
We just want to get along.
Yeah. And you know what? It's amazing in this area in the Gulf Coast that We're very unique because we have dirt tracks and we have two or three drag strips and we do have, you know, at least three asphalt tracks within an hour's distance from each other. And
yes, sir.
That's a
yes,
blessing,
sir,
for anyone who wants to get into racing.
Right. You know, talk a little bit about Georgia. There is one racetrack in the state of Georgia now that runs Legends.
Wow, just one.
Just one, and that being Atlanta.
Wow.
Okay. The deal, Watermelon, is kind of up in the air right now because Marvin is sick with cancer.
Mm.
Lanier, that deal fell through last week.
Yeah.
Of course, they said they got Plan B, and I hope they bring Lanier back. I've always loved Lanier.
That's a great track, too.
Right. I've always loved Lanier. But, well, yeah, we're going to do what we can do and let everybody race.
Well, that's what it's all about. You can go on to SoundySouthRaceway.org. But, you know, not only the Bombers and Sportsmen, you've got a full field of cars, and I love the way you say what your track does. You guys are training tomorrow's racers today.
Terrain, you know. We had a gentleman last year sit down with us and talk about what he'd like to do. Mm. He wanted to take Sunny South and make it a feeder track.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, dude, we've been feeding Mobile for the last 5 years with drivers.
So it ain't going to be nothing different. You're right.
Right.
You're right.
It ain't going to be nothing different. We've got our legend racers, go-kart racers at Mobile right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just, and you're right. As these young drivers get older and they make it through the Bandoleros or the Stingers, the Pro Challenge and Legend cars, and then they want to take it to the next level, they can go and do that. And now you can actually do that right there, which is great. I mean, you can actually run your Bombers or Sportsmen and take it all up. And again, you've even had open wheel modifieds out there for Pete's sake.
Sure.
And that was amazing to see. But I'm excited to be a part of it again. Thank you for allowing me to be the main announcer again at the track. I think that's going to be a good partnership, and I know we're going to have a lot of excitement this year.
I'm looking forward to it, Kane.
Well, I appreciate you coming on board again, as always, and we'll talk to you as we get closer to that first practice date, February 16th. It's SunnySouthRaceway.org. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, Joe. You're free.
Right on. Thank you, Kane, for having me.
Absolutely. Joe McArdle there again from Sunny South Raceway, and there's so much to continue. That's going to be a fun track. If you've never been there, it's like your own private Bristol in your backyard. I love the track so much. One of my favorites. Another favorite, though, and wow, I can't wait to get there about 11:30. I'll be pulling in at Five Flags Speedway today, and you should too. A huge car show coming up, and the first drifting competition, just like in the movies. And you know what? I'm going to bring my race helmet. If you want to ride in one of these cars, I can hook that up today. Hang on, Tim Bryant's coming up next from Five Flag Speedway. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Thomas the Moose Prater, ARCA driver, and pretty successful along the Gulf Coast. We wish him best of luck. Thank you again, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway. Still NASCAR Ron standing by from Flemington Speedway. Just text and say, I'm ready to go, buddy. We're going to talk some dirt racing here in just a minute, but a different kind of sliding going on, and if you've never seen it, you got to check it out today at Five Flag Speedway. We've got the first drifting competition of 2013. Tim Bryant on the line, and good morning, Tim. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kane. Happy New Year.
And to you, too. And, man, we're finally here. The first, it just seems like a few weeks ago we were there for the Snowball Derby, and now you've got track improvements going on, as you've also got the first drifting competition and a brand new course. Tell us about it, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a very rapid winter, and here we are, you know, kicking off the 2013 season, and a lot of things are happening along the Gulf Coast, and, I mean, we're just terribly excited. We're looking for a good year for racing in general all along the Gulf Coast, but we're kicking it off today. It's the first annual Emerald Coast Drifters event for 2013, and a strong field of young people, middle-aged people, and probably a few old people ready to slide sideways throughout the infield at Five Flags.
I think my favorite car, and there are so many cool cars, I want to say it's the Great Pumpkin, which is that 1974 orange Corvette. And this guy goes all over the southeast, and this thing should be a drag car. But, man, when he launches himself, you can't see. It's like fog on the Bayway or the Three Mile Bay Bridge. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't totally take the drag racing out of an individual like that. He likes to come off the line smoking the tires.
Ooh.
But for the most part, that's not too much about what it's about. It's really the import guys, and they slide these cars, and we do tandem drifting, and today is a competition. There'll be some great trophies awarded at the end of it all, so it should be a lot of fun.
And, you know, the Emerald Coast Drifters came to you about a year ago with this idea, and you actually did so many improvements to the track just to invest in these guys. What made you decide to take that chance?
Well, you know what? Certainly, these kids, and I use that term, and I don't know, maybe improperly, because it is a diverse age group that's into the drifting scene, but they needed a place to do this. They really did. A lot of them, they meet up on Saturday nights here or there, and you know what? If they don't have a place where they can put the hammer down and slide those cars, they're going to do it on our city streets, and we really didn't want that. So it just happens that our course, with some slight modifications, was turned into be a lot of fun for them. They're well behaved. We have actually a lot of spectators come out. It's pretty cheap. We charge $10 to get into to watch it all, and it all happens in the infield. It's a nice atmosphere and a little bit of a change for us circle track folks.
Yeah, but and you know what? You see a lot of those circle track guys coming to check it out. We hope we see that again today. For $10, nothing else going on, drive over to Five Flags and check it out. And then you have a car show too.
Yeah, a car show along with the drifting today. And by the way, it'll be a little tenacious getting inside the speedway. We've got some surface repairs going on to the half mile at Five Flags. So we're just around the corner from our 2013 racing season at Five Flags, and we're going to have a different racing surface for folks this year.
Hey, can you explain a little bit about that? I saw on your website, you know, you're calling it Alligator Cracks. The next 6 weeks are going to be busy, not technically resurfacing the track, but what exactly is it, and what's going to happen to the track to...
Richard Goff Construction from Louisville, Kentucky, did the grinding project we did 3 years ago, and he done some real good to the surface, enhanced the grip and reduced tire wear a little bit, and of course we were looking for some improvements there. Also, some of the cracks had just got to be where they needed some attention, and I tell you, the race cars today are so good. When tracks get completely resurfaced, there is so much grip. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years for that asphalt to season before the quality of the racing gets back to where you want it to be.
Yeah.
So having said that, we're just trying to make some repairs, buy a little time on our track, because I think you would agree, especially after seeing the 45th annual Snowball Derby, the racing is good there.
You think? And you're being nice about good. It was great racing, and another great year, and I expect that this year. You look at some of the other shows. Let's talk about your seasoning opener coming up for the round track. The must-see extreme sprint cars coming back.
Yeah, March 22nd, the world's fastest short track cars. It's a Michigan-based organization. These wing sprint cars are just breathtaking to watch. Yeah. Of course, they're coming down for the Royal Oak Southern Shootout. It's Friday night here at Five Flags. They'll be at Mobile International on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. That's just going to be an awesome weekend.
Well, also you've got the Napa 150 NASCAR K&N Pro Series West April 13th. What about ticket sales for that, and how is that going to be compared? Is that going to be like a Snowball Derby event? Going to have that NASCAR feel with all the extra, you had so much in the pits, so much for the fans to do. How is that going to be different than a regular race?
Well, it's going to be different for sure, and similar to the Snowball Derby, of course, we are doing reserve seats for the Napa 150. It's the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East. A lot of buzz amongst the K&N cars coming to Pensacola for the first time, so we're expecting big things. Well, on Friday night, we'll be running our Super Stock Sportsman and Bomber programs. That's the Saturday night of them. Of course, no other racing going on asphalt-wise in the area that weekend, so it's a Saturday night event. Going to have a great atmosphere during the day. The complete schedule for that will be released soon as far as what other activities we've got going on that Saturday. 7 o'clock start for the K&N 150, and but we're really looking forward to it. NASCAR's excited about coming back to Pensacola, and certainly we're excited about having them.
When's the last time that they've been at your track, or have they, NASCAR?
Well, the track, as many short tracks have around the country, has had a NASCAR-sanctioned season before, the last time being 1997. But I tell you, this year, Kane, we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of Five Flags Speedway, and it all started in 1953, and there was a NASCAR Grand National Race with the likes of Lee Petty and Tim and Fonny Flock there. So a lot of history back in the early days with NASCAR, and we're really excited about having them back.
And, of course, everyone's working on their cars, preparing for the season. I mean, everyone's cars are tore apart. You got a swap meet coming up, and that's always huge, too.
February 9th, we're having a swap meet, 6th annual, and it's a great opportunity for guys to clean out their shops and use those bring those unused parts out there, turn them into cash so they can enhance their 2013 racing budget. We're excited about that. Of course, our practice days will be announced real soon for both Pensacola and Mobile. We've got the Rusty Wallace driving experience coming a couple of times in February to Pensacola. February 23rd, they'll be at MIS. By the way, I want to make a quick mention. I know you've got a lot to do on your show today and a lot of people to talk to, but we're terribly excited. Monday, we're going to release the brand-new Mobile International Speedway website. That's going to be, it's the racer's website. There's a place for drivers to go in and put their profiles. We've been working on it for quite a while, and we're excited about getting that launched on Monday. So we encourage people, check out the new website, give us your feedback on it. It's going to be somewhat of a work in progress, because if we need changes, we'll make them, but it's really the racer's website.
Well, that's going to be exciting. Again, today, gates open at what time to come down to the drifting experience?
Opening the gates this morning at 10 a.m. Okay. The drifting starts at noon, and we'll go until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I'm looking forward to doing some announcing and probably catch a ride or two. And, again, like I said, we'll have helmets available. So if you want to see what it's all about, I can't think of another track where you can strap into a race car and go for a ride.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, good opportunity, and guys are anxious to open the sliding season, and some great slideways action going on today.
There you go. Tim Bryan from Five Flag Speedway. Tim, we'll see you in a few minutes as we're getting ready to continue to move on. I'll be announcing there. I hope to see you at the Drifting Experience. Dirt track racing, hey, we're not done. We're going to even try to get some NASCAR in for about the testing. NASCAR runs next from Flemington Speedway. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Tim Bryan from Five Flag Speedway coming on board again today from noon to four drifting. They've got a car show there, and I'll bring my racing helmet. You want to go for a ride and see what it's like to be in the movies? Hey, quit playing that Need for Speed on Xbox and PlayStation 3. Let me get you a ride to one of these suckers. You want to build one, trust me. Also, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway, thank you so much for coming on board and talking about the new schedule up with the Sportsman and Bombers, Thomas Moose Prater also. But we got to go slideways, and it's not on the asphalt, but where it's supposed to be, on the dirt. And we've got our very own NASCAR Ron from Flemington Speedway, the only dirt track that I'm really a big fan of in this area that's really racing that we know of. And so we say good morning to you, NASCAR Ron.
Kane, good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners on the Gulf Coast. I just barely can pick it up down here on the panhandle.
Yeah.
We want to get a tower down here where I can listen to y'all a little bit better.
Well, we'll definitely get you a big antenna over there. But we're excited to have you on. Flemington Speedway, first of all, is like a dirt bowl, is what I've heard people talk about. Talk about the size of your track and a little bit of history about it.
Well, I believe that if I'm right on the calculations, Flemington Speedway got established in 1961.
Wow.
Was the first race that they had here in Flemington, Alabama. And Rick Crawford informed me that he raced his first go-kart race was
wow.
here at Flemington Speedway.
Well, and that's the thing, and you guys have run everything from go-karts all the way up to late models, and this year you've already got your schedule up. If you go to FlemingtonSpeedway.com, March 30th, talk about your open practice.
Well, open practice is interesting because we're doing some different changes here this year. We're going to be running vintage cars more.
Wow. I heard that rumor, and the thing is there's a few other the speedways that have raced, but it seems like the past year or so, the scheduling of those cars have dropped off.
It has, and they're going to form a committee. I've already been on the phone with some of those guys, and they're looking to form a committee for the vintage cars in this area. I got about 10 guys mm-hmm. that's dedicated that they're going to stick with me, and they're going to come and try to run every other weekend whenever
wow.
I race them here at Flemington Speedway. The little wing mini sprints has been dedicated to us. Daryl Sprague has been real dedicated to the racetrack. And
I bet you those mini sprints probably look pretty darn good going around that speedway. That's the perfect size track for them.
It is. It is, Kane. It's an excellent size racetrack for them little things. And my Lord,
They get some speed, don't they?
Oh, God. We had one, our last race we had, I had one flip right underneath me there on the flag stand,
wow.
about give me a heart attack, and that thing flipped probably five or six times in there, and it just scared me to death.
I'm sure the driver's probably scared, too. Well, talk about the size of your track. Like I say, I call it a dirt bowl, and that's not a slam by any means. It's just it's a tiny track.
I call it the fastest bull ring in South Alabama.
That's nice.
And I don't, you know, I'd be lying to you. I don't know, if it's a half a mile or I don't a quarter of a mile. I don't even know the size of the racetrack you get on that story.
Well, I tell you what, you've got great banking, and I know the fans have really supported your track the past year, hadn't they?
I tell you what, the Lord's been blessed us on that, and we've been real pleased. We've had five big shows, and we watch how we spend our money in advertisement,
yeah.
and I tell you, to get as much feedback and to do the advertisement that we do, I tell you, I am real tickled to death. I ain't bragging, but I've been real blessed.
Hey, that's a good word to be thrown out there. And let me ask you, what are the cars that you'll see besides not just the vintage this year? What are you expecting to see out there at Flemington?
Well, sounds like we're going to have a good field of stingers this year. We're possibly going to host a reality TV show down here called Stinger Nation.
No kidding.
And yeah. And they're already been on, already talking to us, and we actually talked about it at our banquet. And street stocks, and we're going to keep the bombers. I believe our bombers is our biggest class. We have anywhere in averages between 17, 18, 19 bomber cars.
On your little track, how awesome is that to watch?
Man, I tell you, if you put 20 bomber cars on the racetrack at one time, you better hold on to your seat because it's going to get interesting.
I guarantee you. April 6th is your opening night with the mini sprints. Tell us about what we're going to see opening night there at Flemington.
Well, you know, opening night's always interesting. Mm-hmm. You have a good crowd that always comes out and supports you.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, should have about five classes of racing.
Mm.
Our grandstand admission is going to stay the same. We're not going up on our prices.
That's good. Now, what is it to get in?
It's $10. We charge $10.
Awesome.
And the honest thing, too, when we have special events here at Flemington Speedway, we've always stuck with $10.
That's pretty strong. Yeah, you'll see other tracks sometimes raise that price to cover the cost of it. And you guys sound like you eat the cost on that just to keep the fans coming out. And that makes a big difference for the fans, especially in today's economy.
Well, the dang-gum gas keeps going up. That's killing me.
Oh, yeah. Racing gas ain't cheap.
But we're making some changes to the property.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Freddy's claiming he's going to add some more seats this year.
Oh.
Supposed to be getting those other bleachers put in, and we're going to add some more fence. And there's some things going on that I can't talk about.
Oh, sure.
That we're going to be posting pretty soon on the website and Facebook.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm sorry it's so short today. We've had such a busy show. We're not even going to touch NASCAR. We'll hit that next week. But I wanted to get you on and wanted to talk to you about what you guys got going on this year. So, again, it's FlemingtonSpeedway.com. The schedule's already up March 30th, open practice, April 6th, opening night. And you've got several races through the season. And I guarantee you we'll have you on sooner than later again, NASCAR. Anything else you want to do on the parting just to say goodbye, or what do you want to say?
Kane, we need more people like you, and it's good always to talk on your show, and I wish you luck for the rest of the 2013 season as well.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I make sure to get and see you some racing down there for sure. So NASCAR Ron, we'll talk to you again sooner than later, my friend.
Take care, Kane.
Absolutely. Again, and that's going to wrap up the show. A pretty darn good show, too, if you don't mind me saying. I want to thank everyone that came on again. Thomas Moose Prater. Hey, if you got a spare $25,000, he can put you on the hood of that car for ARCA at Daytona. And any little bit of amount's going to help him out, so that's pretty cool. His number, again, he told me to give him a cell phone out again. Call Thomas at 251-423-0972. Joe McCardle again from Sunny South Raceway. What a big race season he's going to have. The new schedule's already up at sunnysouthraceway.org. Tim Bride, again, you heard it, Five Flags Speedway. I'm getting ready to head over there now and get ready to do some sliding at a brand new course. They've worked on it. You know, they've done so much on the asphalting for these guys. And if you've never experienced this, bring the kids out. You can bring the easy up, bring the chairs out. Concession stand's going to be up. It's going to be a lot of fun over there today. And then again, NASCAR, Ron, we appreciate it. I want to thank all the sponsors for Kane Motorsports again. They're going to be running at least 23 races. That's the goal. And we'll see if we make it or not. But Mobile Metro Glass, Bay City Collision Center, Auto Painter Supply. We've got USFD Racing back on with us again this year, Skywatch Traffic, and in a few weeks, some major announcements on some new title sponsors that we're just finishing up some work on. Alabama Teen Challenge, which is a great adult recovery program. It's alabamateenchallenge.org. If you hit that website, you can find out more. Get in the car, head over to Pensacola, bring the friends, bring your helmet. I've got a helmet for you. We're going to get you in some of these cars that are doing drifting competitions today. We'll see you at the track. God bless, and have a blessed weekend, and next week, we'll talk to you again.